6.2, the summons. Initiating litigation. Process is the summons and complaint. Service of process, then, is the presenting of the summons and complaint to a defendant in a legal action. Preparing a complaint is discussed on the following pages. Technically, a summons is not a pleading. It is an instrument. However, it is usually placed in the pleading portion of a client's file. Serving the summons and complaint fulfills one of the due process requirements of a lawsuit. Everyone has a due process right to know why and by whom he or she is being sued. This is called notice. If notice is not properly effectuated, the lawsuit will be dismissed. Jurisdictions have varying requirements for the summons and for the services of the summons. Check with your attorney, instructor, or other paralegals for examples and procedures in your jurisdiction. The typical requirements for successfully noticing a defendant are: 1. The original complaint and a copy of the summons are filed with the court. This is usually done before process is served, but some jurisdictions allow filing after service of the summons. 2. The summons and complaint must both be served upon the defendant. 3. They must be served by someone not a party to the action who is at least 18 years of age. 4. The affidavit of service, also called return of service, must be filled out by the person who served the documents. 5. The affidavit of service, also called return of service, must be filed with the court. A paralegal may want to hire a process server to serve the documents. Look in the yellow pages, check online, or call information. The standard cost is $50 to $150 for a private process server. In some jurisdictions, the county sheriff may serve legal documents. The cost is considerably less, but usually the actual service will take longer. Service by publication is possible, but not usually recommended. First, you must continue to publish notice of the legal action for several weeks. The time varies by jurisdiction. Second, affidavits must be prepared along with a motion for default judgment. Your court rules will spell out what affidavits are required, but typically they involve attesting to your efforts to locate the defendant, what the action is about, and swearing to the amount of damages. Even after all the above steps have been taken, some courts will still require personal service of documents. In any case, immediate filing of the affidavit of service with the court once the summons has been served is critical. This is called perfecting service. In this chapter, students will learn to prepare a summons based upon their assigned client. About jurisdiction. The proper jurisdiction for filing a matter can be affected by the following: whether the matter is a state or federal issue, where the plaintiff and defendant live, which is in personam jurisdiction, where the litigated matter happened, in rem jurisdiction, the amount of damages being claimed, the subject matter of the litigation. A paralegal should never try to determine the court in which a matter will be filed. To do so would call for fundamental legal judgment, constituting an unauthorized practice of law. The attorney will determine the appropriate jurisdiction. Example, the summons. And there's an example of a summons presented at this point.